happy girl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living a life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
You have heard God's words. You know his works and will. Now just do it. You were prepared to do his work because of your readiness. Before God can use you, you must know him and his ways. Because you are willing to prepare yourself for his service, you will be able to perform his work. He has equipped you with all of the gifts and talents you will need to do his work. Join us in this program, Just Do It, as Kim Miller of Woman at the Well Ministries takes us through 2 Corinthians 8:11, which says, "Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have."
Hello and welcome to this broadcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. Let us pray. Our kind and most gracious to Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this and another opportunity to come before you. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy, and we thank you for the divine plan that you have for each of us, your children. Lord, we're thankful for the grace that you've bestowed upon us that we might be called the sons of God, and we're thankful, Lord, that you reached down and brought us to where you are, and Lord, that someday you're going to come back and get us that we may live forever to where you are now. We're thankful, Lord, that when you look upon us, you see the blood of your Son, and Lord, that in doing so, you see us as heirs, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're thankful, Lord, that daily you load us with your benefits. We're thankful, Lord, that daily you forgive us where we fall short. And we're thankful, Lord, that you have chosen to use us to help spread your word and to be part of telling the gospel to others. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would look upon each of us now, that you would fill our hearts with your presence, that you would open our minds, Lord, to hear what you would have us to hear from your holy word. And I pray, Lord, that you would give us the courage that it takes to tell others of who you are. Lord, help us to have that joy unspeakable and that thrill that we had in the beginning, Lord, of our salvation, when we were fully aware of what you'd brought us from and what you'll take us to. Lord, walk with us and talk with us. Turn our eyes towards you, we pray. In Jesus' name, and amen. The scripture that Erica read in your hearing today says, "Now therefore perform the doing of it." Sometimes you have to just do it. One of my favorite sayings or mantras that I speak about often among my friends and colleagues is this: you gotta show up. You see, the Lord has put us on this earth that we might spread his light to others. And we can't do it if we are sitting at home on our couch all alone and not reaching out to anyone else. You gotta show up. The Lord is ever present and he is ever at work. And he has a plan for each of us to prosper us and to give us a hope. And he also has a plan that we would be a blessing to others. And we know this because of how he lived his life. Jesus went about doing good. We have the awesome privilege of being his hands extended and his feet. He spoke to us in the parables, telling us that when you fed the hungry, you fed me. When you visited the widows, you visited me. When you comforted those that were in need, you comforted me. When you visited those that were in jail, you visited me. He gives us a clear picture that when we are helping those who are less fortunate, that we are his hands extended and his feet, and we are doing service as unto him. In fact, the scripture tells us that we're to do everything as if we're doing it unto the Lord. We need to be very well aware that God is looking and God is watching. And God has a plan for you to be something that moves someone else forward to knowing who he is. Every conversation that you have is an opportunity to let someone know about the amazing grace of Jesus Christ. Every circumstance that you find yourself in is an opportunity for you to be a witness of God's amazing sovereign power to those who believe. We have no such things in our lives as happenstance, coincidence, or irrelevance. Every single thing that happens in our lives as Christians is an opportunity for those around us to see how it is that we're going to respond. And as a Christian with the Holy Spirit indwelling in us to comfort us, to teach us and to guide us, as a Christian who has the hope in Jesus Christ, as a Christian who can lay our burdens down at the foot of the cross and allow Christ to take those burdens and make them light, our response to situations should be very different than those who have not received the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And so as we go about walking in this world, in our daily routines, in our daily lives, we are showing a pattern to others. Timothy tells us that we are to have a pattern of good works. It's this pattern of good works that's going to help other people see who Christ is and the value of Christ in your life. It's this pattern of good works that's going to open up many doors for you to sit at the table or sit in a chair beside of someone and begin to tell them about this amazing God that you have a personal relationship with and how Jesus walks with you and talks with you and how he will show you the way and how he will protect you and supply your every need and give you the strength that you need and that you can hand your burdens to him and he will take them and make your burden light. These are opportunities that we have to show a lost and dying world who Christ is. And this scripture in 2 Corinthians says that as there was a readiness to will. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we are to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The scriptures also tell us that we should be ready to give an answer for the hope that is within us. So we should have a working knowledge of the scriptures so that we can tell others what it is we believe. It's an interesting concept to me when I talk to individuals and they say, well, I just can't witness about the Lord. I just don't know the Bible well enough. Well, the Bible is available to all of us. And if for some reason you don't have a Bible and you can't afford a Bible, you write in to Woman at the Well Ministries, and we'll see to it that you have a Bible. And so you begin to read the scriptures, and the Holy Spirit will take those scriptures, and they'll impart them in your heart, and he'll begin to teach you and guide you. But beyond the scriptures, you can tell somebody about your personal experience with Jesus Christ. You can let them know what God has done for you. The Bible says in James chapter 2 and verse 8, he says, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. We are saved by faith through grace, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But because we are saved, we have a will inside of us that wants to work for Jesus. You see, we have a full understanding of what God has saved us from, especially those of us who may have gotten saved at a later age, and maybe we had sowed some wild oats, and maybe you had tasted of the world and the sin of the world for a while, and it had wreaked its havoc upon your life and upon your physical health and all the things around you, and you can fully grasp that the wages of sin is death, and you have received Christ as Savior, and you fully grasp, but that the hope of salvation in Jesus Christ is life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. And so you have something very concrete that you can talk about, and how Christ coming into your life has changed you. And you can talk about how your want-tos have changed. And you can talk about how he received you even when no one else would even look at you. You have a story to tell of how Christ has come into your life and how a difference has been made because he's in there. That is a powerful witness that you can give to those around you. And then many of you may be like me, who were fortunate to be brought up in a home where Jesus was displayed fully, and I received him as my personal Savior when I was a young child. It spared me a lifetime of sinful, wicked troubles. Now I still have sinned, and I've come short of the glory of God, and daily I need him to forgive me. Thank goodness he says that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But I still have a story to tell, because as I've walked through the valley of the shadow of death, he has been there with me. As I've gone through the troubles of life, he has been a light that has guided me through. In the midst of the storm, he's picked me up and carried me, comforted me, and provided my every need. This is something I can tell someone else. But there are many around us who need fed first, real food. And I believe that when Jesus said, "Feed my sheep," he meant it. Maybe your neighbor's elderly and they need you to rake some leaves and get out there and put some elbow grease behind your face so that you can sit down beside of them and say, "Listen, Jesus loves you, and I want you to know the reason I'm out here picking up these leaves for you is because I love you because of the God who lives in me and the love he's put in me. And it's Jesus who makes all of this possible." You got to show up. If you've been placed someone on your heart that you need to call, you need to call them because the Lord's got them on your heart for a reason. Pray for them and then call them at your first absolute opportunity. You got to just do it. And you got to be prepared and want to be prepared, that you might have a performance of that readiness in your heart. You see, Nike may have made billions of dollars by saying, "Just do it." But the kingdom of God has increased manifold by people just doing it. Just following Christ and letting their light shine so that others would come to know him. Prepare by reading his word, prepare by praying, and then prepare to walk in this world in the light of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father, and it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, "Happy Girl." We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved.
happy girl. She's a happy girl. She's a happy girl. Living a life for Christ. She's a happy girl. Happy girl.